Welcome to Seeds of Revelation. Today's short devotional is presented by Cynthia Schneider.
Shalom, it's Cynthia. I want to remind you of something very important to the Lord and for your walk with the Lord. It's something that we can easily forget. We can easily be swayed by all of the busyness of our daily activities, that we can forget something that's very important. And that is to not forsake the assembling together. You know, we're in times where it started really when COVID hit, that things really heightened, where people weren't going to church anymore, where we were not gathering together, and understandably so. But the Lord wants us to return to the good thing, and that is to assemble together. I don't know what you're going through right now, but maybe this is a nudge from the Holy Spirit. If you have not been gathering together in a congregation or small group, whatever it is, I think congregations are great because that's where you really have the worship, the time of worshiping the Lord with music. Father God loves music. It opens up a portal to heaven. It opens us up to receive more. So I want you to hear this scripture today, Hebrews 10, 24 and 25, and let us consider how to stimulate one another to love and good deeds, not forsaking our own assembling together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day nearing. The day is nearing of Yeshua's return. He's saying all the more, it's more important that you gather together. We need to gather together. You know, I love this other scripture. Go to Psalm 133 and just read through that scripture, 133. It tells you of the goodness of God that comes when we assemble together. The anointing of the Holy Spirit upon your brothers and sisters joins with yours, that there is such an infilling of joy, of new hope, of encouragement. Don't forsake assembling together. Go to church this Sunday or go to whatever congregation you have. Whenever they meet, you will be blessed, and blessed indeed.
As a Christian, I've always believed that rainbow represented God's promise.
But then it also makes you think about pride.
We are just kind of numb to seeing the rainbow being used for the LGBTQ movement.
Christians need to stand up for the truth.
Because it means so much more.
We do need to take a stand as a church.
Let's take the rainbow back.
Join the movement. TakingTheRainbowBack.com.
We hope you were blessed by today's Seeds of Revelation. If the Lord is leading you to support the ministry of Rabbi Schneider, you can donate at discoveringthejewishjesus.com. And while you're there, make sure to check out our many other free resources.